We're on the Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, big line, first big line. Tanya, Hoyer of Meir Omer, Kol Hayodea Biishto Shno Deris Veinu Mekayemes. Person knows that his wife has the custom of making the Dorim and not keeping them. So how can he cure her of it? Yavzur V'yadirena. So he should bemother her a nether, where it says miadirena b'may mesakin lo. How does that fix it up? Elo yachzor v'yachniten lo kedei shetider b'fano v'yofer lo. Not that he should be mother her, but he should get her upset that she'll make a nether in a fit of anger, and then he'll be made for it, and that will cure her, because she'll see that she doesn't accomplish anything. That she's going to make an adorim, and her husband's going to be made for it. So that will get her out of the mode of making the dorim and not being mekayim them. Amrulo, so they said to him, it's not an eitzah. Right? If she's a noderis, v'lo mekayemes, there's no eitzah to start doing this in order to cure her. Why? Ein adam dorim nochash bekvifa. Can't live together with a snake. He's always going to be afraid that she's going to be making the dorim again. So therefore, it's never going to be completely good, and therefore he has a right to divorce her and not give her a ksuba. Rashi, yadirena mashma bi'atzmo konim olayich dover ploni. Mashma yadirena means he should make a nether answering something on her. That's how's that going to cure her? Zmar says yachzur bi'akniteno. It doesn't mean that he should make a nether to answer her. He should bring about that she should make a nether that he could be made for. Yavzor v'yachnitena ein lo lahotziyo elakach yiskanena. So that, what's it called? Reb Meir said, Reb Yehuda said, instead of divorcing her and not giving her ksuba, this is an eitzah how to get her not to be make nedarim and not be mekayim them. Get her mad, let her make a nether, and see that it's futile because he's going to be made for it. So then she'll get the desire to make nedarim out of her system, and then you don't have to divorce her. The Chachamim said no. B'kfifa b'toch sal echad. You can't live with a snake in the same basket. Shekshlo yishmor yishachenu. Because if you're not careful, the snake will bite you. You have to constantly be careful. You can't live like that, even though you could be careful. But you can't live a life where you constantly have to be careful the snake doesn't bite you. Avze yovolidation tis kalkalenu. Hear the same thing? Lamaisa, if you're constantly worrying about how to correct her making the dorim, right, and not being makayim them, you can't live with a woman like that. Right? You'll be able to fix it up temporarily. It's not gonna work on a permanent basis. Tanya hoyer b'Yehuda omir. Right? Same thing with the Mishnah. The man knows his wife doesn't take off challah. So he's like, it's grounds for divorce, the Mishnah says. So Yehuda says, no, it's another eitzah. Right? So take off challah. Every time you eat, take off a little piece for challah, just in case she didn't take off. Right? You can't do that either. Because if you have to constantly be aware that maybe your wife didn't take off challah, then you can't live like that. So even though there's an eitzah had a misak in it, but you can't live with a woman like that. And therefore, you have a right to divorce her and not give her a ksuba. So the Gemara says, "Man demas liyaho kol shkein ahach." Right, the one who said it over here. What's it called? Rashi. We said that. "Man demas liyaho." Rabbi Yehuda, the Tani Takanta Achala Koshkin and Adorim to Loshriche. If Rabbi Yehuda said that you don't have to divorce your wife, or you can't divorce her, and not give her ksuba, if she doesn't take off chala, which is something that's usual, then Koshkin, the case in Adorim, which is unusual, we're somech on the Takana. But the one who wrote it on the case of Nedarim, which is unusual, maybe that's where Rabbi Yehuda said, there you can rely on the Takana. But something that's an everyday occurrence, there he would agree also, you can't live with a snake. Every day you have to worry, maybe she didn't take off challah today. Sometimes he'll forget and he'll eat, and he'll end up eating something that's tevel. Okay, let's go on. Ve'ezeu das Yehudis. What's das Yehudis? Something's not mafurish in the Torah, even though it may be yes from the Torah. Rav Moshe Feinstein holds that the woman covering her hair is a din min haTorah. It's not mafurish in the Torah. He just says, Shaila, what is the din? Is it an isser for her to go with her hair uncovered? Talking about a married woman. Or is it a mitzvah to go with her hair covered? Nafkamina is, what if there'll be a loss of money? A woman, what's it called, if she covers her hair, will lose her job. They don't like women covering their hair. So is she mechuyev to have her hair covered if she's going to lose money? If it's a mitzvah, so you're not mechuyev to lose more than a fifth of your earnings for a mitzvah. And the mela, here she's going to lose her job completely, she wouldn't have to cover her hair. And he only says this in a case where there's a shiloh altogether. We'll see in one second. The Gemara says, Rosha, let's just see the Gemara first, because then we'll see where the Makor is. Rosha Parua Doraisahi. L'chora, Rosha Parua is Doraisa. Right? It's not, what's it called, Das Yehudis, it's Das Moshe. Why? Because it says in the Torah, Dechsivu Pores Rosha Isha, it says by Yesota that the Kohen uncovers her head. Mashma, right? Betonet Dver Bishmael, Azor Lebnosu Shalayesim Purei Rosh. Right, because mashma that until now was covered, so it's a derech of Benos Yisrael to cover their hair. Otherwise, why does it say beferish that? Why does it say that he uncovers her hair? Maybe her hair is not covered. That's the normal status for a married woman. But it's only talking about a married woman because you can't be an unmarried woman and not be a sol and be a sota. So it doesn't apply to unmarried women. L'chor, it also doesn't apply to divorcees or almonos. Or whatever, even though they were married, but they can't be a sota if they're an amona or a grusha. So, therefore it's a shaila whether an amona or a grusha has to cover her hair or not. And since it's also a shaila whether covering your hair is an isser to uncover it, or it's a mitzvah to cover it, if it's an isser, they have to give up all your money for a lav, for an isser. But you don't have to give up all your money for an essay. So Moshe says, put the two things together. It's a shayla b'chla, whether an amana or a grusha has to cover her hair. And if she's going to have a loss from it, whether it's a loss of money, or she says by a woman who's married and divorced and she wants, looking for shidduchim, and if she has to cover her hair, her chances of getting a shidduch will be less. Because she'll look more like an old married woman. Right, if she has to cover her hair, she'll be more attractive if she can look like a like an unmarried woman bechlau. So then he's matter in those situations for a woman to go with her hair uncovered. Okay. Where it says, kalsa shaper dami. Das Yehudis afilu kalsa nami osu. Right, how do you have to cover your hair? Minat Torah, it's enough to cover it with a basket. With holes in it, as long as most of it is closed. But das Yehudis, that's not good enough. You can't wear a hair net to cover your hair. It has to be a complete covering. Rashi, Dioraisahi, the Amaylo Korila das Moshe. Why is it called das Yehudis? It should be called das Moshe. Azora, mida avdin en lohachila navla, mida keneged mida, kamosha osa lisnos al boala, michlal da osa. So first shot Rashi has is that it's osa. Right? We say that what's it called? That, since the Kohen disgraces her by uncovering her hair, that's an onesh mida keneged mida for what she did, uncovered her hair to the boel. Right, to the one that she committed adultery with. So it's an onish for an issur she was over of uncovering her hair. We uncover her hair now and disgrace her. That's one pshat Rashi says. Inami, midichsivu pora michlal dahu shaita lab paruahu. Another way is what we said, that since it said he uncovers her hair, it's mashu, that before this it was covered. You don't have to uncover something that was uncovered to begin with. Right? So mina ain't derech benos Yisrael. Lots is puras rosh. The chay nikkur. And Rashi says the ikkur is the second way. And Rav Moshe says the difference between the two pshatim is, according to the first one, it's an iser for a woman to go with her hair uncovered. If it's an iser, then there's no heterim for a hefzid. But if it's only a mitzvah, right? From the fact that it says the kohen uncovers her hair is a raya that it was covered before. Then there's no raya, there's an isser in uncovering it, there's an inyan to cover it, there's a mitzvah to cover it. then they can, you can make cheshbonos with hefsedim. Okay. Kalsa ksal sheyesh lo milamata beis kibul laholmo barosha, she puts an upside down basket on her head. Ubeis kibul milamala laseisbo plachu pishtun, so she wears this basket on her head. It has an opening on the bottom to put on her head, fits on her head, and an opening on the top to put in what's it called, various things. So she carries it on her head. So her hair is covered, but the mice are just holes. So that's good enough to be, you'll say, the din d'oraisa. But midrabanan, that's not good enough. It has to be a full covering. Okay. Amar Abasi, Rabbi Moshe Mais also holds that lechatchila a woman has to cover all her hair, but it's only us, or it's only not, it's only against Das Yehudis if a tefach is not megula. Up till a tefach already is not considered, it's not lechatchila. Lechatchila she has to cover all her hair, but up to a tefach. And he says a tefach means across the whole forehead, so she leaves a little bit of hair, right? That he's about, he says about the whole area is of 3 inches across your face, is about 3 inches, that's a tefach, and back about 1 inch, he said that would be something that b'di'evet you don't have to worry about, but l'chatchila you have to cover all your hair, but as long as it's not a tefach megula, that's not not over on Das Yehudis. Okay, let's go on. Omer Avasi, Omer Av Yochanan. Kalsa ain ba mishum piru rosh. Right? The kalsa is not asr mishum piru rosh. That's what, Ravasi said in the name of Rav Yochanan. Havi ba Rav Zera. So Rav Zera looked into it. Hecha, where are we talking about? The kalsa is not a problem. Right? That wearing this basket on your head is considered covering your hair. Ilema b'shuk das Yehudasi. We said that in the shuk, for sure, she can't go with a basket, she has to cover her hair completely. She can't have holes where the hair is visible through the holes of the basket. The ela b'chotzer. Right, ela mai must be talking in a chotzer. Chotzer meaning a place where it's mostly tzanua, her own yard, where no, other people aren't there. And it says, where it says in Kelo, inachto bas lavrom avinu. If a kalsa is no good in a chotzer, then most women don't cover their hair completely when they're privately in their own chotzer. So you don't have a woman that can stay married. They're all divorceable, right? Because they're not covering their hair properly. Sheyoshev eshtachas baila. Amar Abaye, v'yisemer av kahana, mi-chotzer l'chotzer v'derech mavui. It's talking where she's going from one chotzer to another chotzer, derech mavui. It's not bashuk, it's not mamish barabim, but it's not Bitsina either. So there, a kalsa is good enough. What's it called? A kalsa is good enough. But in a chotzer, you don't even need the kalsa. And in what's it called? In the Rishus HaRabim, a kalsa is no good. You have to cover it completely. Rashi. Havi Loshin Maksha. He looked into it and questioned it. Im kein de bechotzer yesh ba mishum priya, even with a kalsa, then no woman can stay married. V'derech mavi, d'lav shchichei rabim. It's a place where it's not reshus harabim like the shuk, but it's not mamish reshus hayochid. And others say that what's it called? That in mamish her own home, not a chotzer. Chotzer, at least you need what's it called? A kalsa. But in her own home, she doesn't need a kalsa. There a woman can go with her hair uncovered as long as nobody comes to the door or whatever. Even though it's a midas chasidus, the Gemara says in Sota, kimchis. Had what's it called, children who were Kohanim Gedolim, because she never uncovered her hair, even the walls of her house didn't see her hair uncovered. Okay. Okay, let's go.
She shaves her head.
What?
Like some Kassidish women.
What, that?
Well, does she have to have it covered?
That?
No hair.
They still have hair. There is
no, if they shave it completely.
There's still, there's still short hair. No, she's not bald.
I didn't check.
Yeah,
no, they're supposed to be bald.
No,
yeah.
No, the reason why they shave their head is because of mikveh, because this way there's no chance that there's hairs that stick out of the mikveh. because if there is, their head sticks out of the mikveh.
But it was a minute because of the Hegman, by old Hegman.
That?
Because that was the reason they...
No. So the Chumrat's mikveh. That's, but the Chorah, they still have some kind of fuzzy hair on their head.
Okay.
Okay, let's go one more. V'tova b'shuk, Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, b'maris ro'osel of ne'odem. It's not that she's knitting in the shuk. It's when she's knitting, she uncovers her sleeves go up, and she uncovers her arms, right? And that's what preaches. Rav Chisda Omer Avime b'tova v'rod k'neged paneha. See the pshat, what means. Rashi says what it means is, see Rashi, Betova v'rod k'neged paneha. Tova v'kipa al yurecha. Right? She what's it called? Is knitting something on her lap. The chut misraded k'neged paneha shel mata. And the chut hangs down towards osel makom. So it attracts attention to that place in her body, and that's preaches. Others say that tova verid, that she's tova something red, that also attracts attention to herself, to her also makom, and that's what's the preaches, and that's grounds for divorce. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow. Tomorrow is not Rosh Chodesh, so normal schedule. Okay, so we're up to Ayin Beis Amid Beis. Umedaberes in Kol Adam. Another grounds for divorce without a ksuba is a woman who speaks to everybody. Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Mesachekes in Bachurim. Not she stam speaks to people, she plays around with unmarried men and is very immodest. Omer Rabba Barbar Chana, Zimnecha da Havika Zilne Basreid Ravukva. One time I was walking behind Ravukva. Chazisei Lahu Araviya da Havayasva. And we saw an Arab woman sitting. Koshadya Pilcha the Tova. Varad Neged Poneho. And she was doing exactly what we said before was not Sanua. She was sitting in the shuk and the knitting, and the thread was resting in her lap in a way that was very provocative. Koshadya Pilcha, okay, Kivan de Chazison, and when she saw us, Psikte le Pilcha, she stopped knitting, Shadise, and she threw the thread on the ground. Omrali Ulam Havli Plach. She told me, young man, pick up my thread. So she wanted to engage him in conversation. Omar Ravukva Milsa. Ravukva said, ah, this reminds me of something in the Gemara. Omar Boravina, my Omar Bo. So what did he say? What was exactly did he see in this mice that reminded him of the Gemara? Ravina Omar Tova Bishuk. Omar Ba. He said, this is the classic case of what the Gemara Mishnah speaks about, of a woman who's Tova Bashuk, and she does it in such a way that attracts attention to her private parts and is very provocative. And that's exactly what this Arab woman was doing. Rabbanan Amre Medaberesim Kolodom Omar Ba. And the Rabbanan said, no, he saw a different thing in this Maisa, that she, B'davka, dropped the thread in order to engage Rabba Barbar Chana in conversation. That's called Medaberesim Kol Adam. She looks for excuses to speak to people and to play around with the young men. Rashi. Shadise Hishlichosu. She threw down her the thread that she was knitting. Okay.
What's the difference between the
two threads? Well, no, just as Shaila was, what was the main thing over here that Marukva saw, right, in what she did, right, it could be that one held that the inyan of knitting with the thread, you know, coming down to your lap is obvious. You didn't have to see it from this Maisa. But this is a case where the woman wasn't so obvious that she was going around talking to people. She just did something to create a situation where she could talk to this young guy. That's also that would explain why the second one. And the first one could be that since there are different pshatim in what Tova Bashuk means, what it means, Virad, right? So he said, this is the case. This is the situation. Abashol Omer Afamekalelis Yoldo Bifonov. Another case of a woman who grounds to divorce her without a ksuba is where she curses a guy's parents in front of him. Omer of Yehuda Omer Shmuel Bimekalelis Yoldo Bifnei Molidov. Right. It also includes not only where she curses the parents of her husband, her in-laws, in front of her husband, where she curses her husband's parents in front of his children. Rashi, Mekalelis Yoldo Bifnei Molidov, Kilomar, Bifonov, Dimasnisin, Lotemo, the Fond of Mamish. Doesn't have to be that she curses his parents in front of him, Mamish. Elafilu Mekalelis Oviv Shalbal Bifnei Beno Shalbal. The guy's not there, but she curses the grandfather to the grandchildren. The Simonach Ephraim Menashe Keruvim Mishimon Yuli. The Bnei Bonim are like Bonim, and therefore, what's it called? It's just as if he curses the grandparents in front of the grandchildren, it's like cursing the parents in front of the child. Omar Rabba, the Omrele, you want to give an example of what curses? Nechle Arila Saba Bapi Bre. Right? He says, a lion should eat your grandfather. What's it called? To the grandchildren. Right? That's also a curse. Right? That's it's cursing the grandfather in front of the grandchildren. Rashi, the Simonech Ephraim of Menashe, Upasik Ze Yehelech HaSimen Al Mishnosenu Liskor Al Yado the Befond of the Masnis and Lotem the Befond of Mamish. It doesn't have to be where you curse the parents in front of the child, in other words the husband. Ela Bifnei Beno Komer, even the child of the husband, if you curse his parents in front of his children, it's also no good. V'havi Ki'ilu Befond of, because Ephraim and Asher like Reuven and Shimon, so the children are just like the parent. Ephraim and Asher Bnei Bonav Kibonav. Omar Rabba Lifrushe Milse the Rav Yehuda Kigon the Omra Nechli Ari Lisaba Chamiha. Right, the woman says a lion should eat my father-in-law, and she says it in front of the grandchildren. Okay. Baape Brei Bifnei Beno Shel Baal Omeriske. Okay. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel. Okay, so this already. Rav Tarfon Omer Afakolonis. Another example of a woman who you can divorce her without a ksuba is a kolonis, right? She's too loud. My kolonis. What does that mean? Just because a woman has a loud voice doesn't mean you can divorce her. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel B'Mashmas Kola Al Iske Tashmish. Right, she, what's it called? In the middle of Tashmish, she's screaming that the whole neighborhood can hear. Tana b'mashameshes b'chotzer zu v'nishma kol b'chotzer acheres. She's Tashmish in this chotzer, and you can hear her in the next chotzer. Mer says v'nishnai gabi mumim l'chora. That's not her fault. She's not immodest. She just can't control herself. So why didn't you say it by mumim? It's a mum. Right, this is a mum in a woman. A guy says, I can't live with a woman that I can't be intimate with without the whole neighborhood knowing about it. So that's a mum. It's not something we're blaming her because she's not tzanua. It's not her fault. But lemaisa, a guy can say, just like a woman, what's it called, is a balas mum. It's not her fault. But lemaisa, the guy said, I can't live with a woman who has this handicap or this mum or whatever. Same thing over here. So Mara says, "Alam mechuvarti kadoshim." Better the first pshat, not the what's it called the pshat that she can't control herself from making noise by tashmish, but the pshat where what's it called where she goes around publicizing the tashmish. That is her fault. That's not a mum. Rashi. Aliske tashmish kishimedaber imo aliske ona mariva imo umashmas lishchena v'hu bosh bedavra. When they're talking about intimate things, she raises her voice and yells at him, and they can hear it all over the neighborhood. That's not a mum, that's immodest. The nishma kola, the other pshat is that during tashmis, she can't control herself and she yells, what's it called, and you can hear it in the other chaser. She tashmish kosher, love it so ekis. Either it's painful for her or other reasons. Gabi mumim, bishilai pirkum, why didn't mention it? This is not a immodest thing that a woman does, this is a mum. So the Gemara says better the first teretz, therefore that something immodest that she does, it fits into this list, not the list of movement. Let's go on. Hamekadish is so isha menashe ino le'anidorim. Person was mekadish and isha with a tnai, that with all the halachas of a tnai, that she doesn't have any nidorim. She's free of nidorim. The nimtzol, and then he marries her and he finds out that she has nidorim. Eino mekudeshes. So it's not mekudeshes, no kedushin. It's a kedushin al tanai. The tanai wasn't mekuyim. The kedushin is not mekuyim. Konsostam. The Gemara is going to discuss which. This is a continuation of the first case, right? That he married her. He made kedushin al menas that she hasn't had the dorim. But then when he made the nisuin, he didn't mention this. He just will live with her stam. So now we could say that since he didn't mention it, maybe he was mochel the tanai. Or it's a new case. It has nothing to do with not somebody who married a woman out tonight. He slam married a woman without any conditions. He was konis her without any conditions, and then he found out the nimtzu aledadorim teitzis lo b'ksuba. So the kedushin is a kedushin. He didn't make the kedushin dependent on anything, right? And therefore, what's it called? They're married, but he can divorce her without a ksuba, since l'maisa people are makpid on the dorim. So we say that she shouldn't have had these nidorim, and therefore if he wants to divorce her, he can, but she doesn't have to give her a ksuba. But the marriage is a marriage. He has to divorce her. The first case where he made a tanai, and she wasn't mekayim the tanai, she fooled him, there the kedushin, no kedushin at all. Almanasha in bamumim, similar case. Right? He made a tanai that she doesn't have any hidden mumim that he doesn't know about. The nimtzu b'mumim. Then he found out she does have these mumim. So ain't a mekudeshes. So the tanai is not mekuyim. There's no kedushin. Doesn't have to divorce her. She's not married. Konsostam, same shaila. Is this a continuation of the first case? He married her on tanai that she doesn't have mumim. But then when it came time for the nisuin, he didn't mention that again. So it could be that he was mochalit. If he's mochalit, then what's it called? Then they're married. But Lamaisa, we know he's still makbid on the mumim, so he can divorce her without a ksuba. Benimsuba mumim takes a ksuba. Kol ha mumim apostim bekohanim postim benoshim. Any mum that passes a kohen from avoda is also the kind of mum that a person can use from the Gemara. Is that going back again on the Reisha? That if he makes a tanai that she doesn't have mumim, only those kind of mumim that a pasul a kohen, right, are included. But a mum that doesn't pasul a kohen isn't important enough, or no? Once he makes a tanai, any mum is what's it called pasul. That's his kpeda. But if he didn't make any tanai, right, and stam we find that she has mumim, for her to lose her ksuba, it has to be a mum that would pasul a kohen. The Gemara is going to say those two tzvadim. Okay, to Rashi. Konsostam, bigmarim eforish I koyaresha, ahach de kidsha al tanai, or milsaman fenafshi. We'll discuss whether the case of konsostam, whether it is a marriage but she doesn't have a ksuba, is it talking about the case where he married her al tanai, but then he made the nisuin and he didn't mention the tanai? Then they're married but no ksuba, or no? In that case also, since when he originally married her, he made a tanai, even though now he made the suum without the tanai, we assume that his tanai still holds, and they're not married. But the case of konsostam is where he didn't make any tanai. Stam married a woman. And then he found out she had nedorim, or mumim, right? Is that enough to make her lose the ksuba? The marriage is a marriage, since there wasn't any tanai. But the shaila is now, is it, she lose the ksuba or not? Since he didn't mention anything. Haposlim bekohanim, mumim haposlim bekohanim, bibechoros tonilo. If you want to know where there's a Mishnah that speaks about what kind of mumim pasul a kohen is in bechoros. Right, Gemara. Usnan nomi gabi kedushin. The same Mishnah we have by kedushin. Same exact Mishnah. Ki hai gavna. Since the case of the that where's Teitze below Ksuba is relevant to Ksubos, so it said the case of Kedushin also where he's Makadosh al Tanaik. Hashem Kedushin, it's Rikhalei Tanak Ksubos after Kedushin. Over there, the Kedushin was the Iker Halacha, so it mentioned the idea of the Ksuba also Agav. Okay. Rashi ki agavna, but Mishnah zu shnuya b'kedushin b'perek ha'ish makadosh. This exact Mishnah is repeated in Kedushin. U'mayshno d'sosma Rebbe trace in there. Why did Rebbe repeat this Mishnah twice? Hacha d'mechilt in the hacha b'ksubos koi. Our Masecht is talking about ksubos. It's tarich le'lemisnei mishum ksubos. Kiriktani sefer teitzi shlo b'ksuba. It said it because of the case where she's teitzi shlo b'ksuba. So Melin mentioned the case of Kedushin, Agav. Tana Kedushin, Reishin, the Masnissin, and the Mekudeshes, Atu Ksubos, Aydi, the Nokta, Mishum Ksubos. Since it mentioned, because the Ksubos are mentioned the case of Kedushin too, and they're the opposite. Since it mentioned the case of Kedushin, which had to mention because of Kedushin, it mentioned the case of Ksubos also. Rab Yochanan, Mishum Rab Shim Ben Yotzedek, Be'elu Nidorim Amru, right? What Nidorim really bother a person that what's it called? Either he can make a Tanai, or that if he was Konis or Stam and she has Nadarim, we say she loses her Ksuba. Shalot Tochal Boser, Vishalot Tishte Yayin, Vishalot Tiskashit, Vivigdei Tzifonim, Dvarim Shal Inui. It bothers the guy if his wife is, oppressing herself and denying herself these things. Tanya Nami Hachi, Be'elu Nadarim Omru Dvarim Sheshbam Inui Nefesh. Shalot Tochal Boser, Shalot Tishte Yayin, Vishalot Tiskashit, Vivigdei Tzifonim. And there's a Machlokas Rishonim, whether any inui nefesh, and these are just examples, or only these things specifically are the ones that cause her to lose her ksuba. Havi bara papa, ahai, which is this going on? That these are the nedarim specifically. Ilei ma reisha, right? If it's going back on the reisha where he made a tnai, kiven de kopit afilu komile nami, then if he's makbid and he made a tnai, I don't want to have any nedarim, then why only these kind of nedarim? Any nedarim. He said any nedarim. He's makbid. I don't want her to have a nether that has nothing with the inu nefesh. I don't want to have a nether that she's going to say tilum three times a day. Right? I don't want a woman with nedarim. Right? I want her to be free for my agenda, not her agenda. So then it has nothing to do with these kinds of nedarim, or according to some Rishonim, these three specifically. Any nedarim. So where is it? El ha-seifa. Must be going on the seifa, where he's konis or stam, and then he found out she had nedarim. There, since he didn't say any specific tnai, the only nedarim that are relevant are the ones that are really serious, similar to these three. Rav Ashi Omer la'olam ha-reisha. No, it's going back on the reisha. Umidi de kapti ba inshi havik peide kveida, midi de lo kapti ba inshi lo havik peide. No, God can't just, even when he's a tnai, that doesn't have the nedarim, right, it has to be something that normal people are makbid on. But if it's not something that normal people are makbid on, batla daite. So that's not included in the Tanai. I guess if he said specifically, I don't want to have a nether that she's going to give tzedakah or something like that, right, then that you can make any Tanai he wants. But if he said, I don't want her to have nedarim, then it only includes things that normal people are makbid on, not things that normal people are not makbid on. So that's the second way of learning. Rashi. Shlotokal Basar, the Havi Inui Nefeshu Mizgana Olav, right? She wants to call, he doesn't want to see her oppress herself and deprive herself, and then she becomes, Mias to him. Aresha the Asni Bahado. So that which we said, that's only these kinds of Nadarim, is that on the Resha, where he made an, Tanai, right? And then the Gemara says, not Mistaber. If he made a Tanai, he can make any Tanai he wants. So must go on the Sefer where he was Konis or Stam, no Tanoim, and he found out she had Nadarim. Then only these Nadarim are relevant to make her lose her Ksuba. A Sefer, Uksavar Sefer, the Masisim Milsa Bapinafshi. And you have to hold that the Sefer is a separate thing. Because if the Sefer is a continuation of the Reisha, it won't work out. The Kidsha Stam, the Konsa Stam Ka'amar. But the Gemara says in the end, that, not like that, that the Rapapa said, no, maybe it's going on the Reisha, and even though he made a Tanai, since he didn't say specifically what kind of Nadarim, what's included in his Tanai is only Nadarim that bother people normally and not things that normal people are not bothered about.